Things. What's up?
It's your man, SKYZOO.
Batters 92
Crew. This is Sashawn Mackey.
Yo, this is K Mayfield, Mania Music Group.
What's good, people? This is your man, 4-9, live and direct.
Jerobi from the Tricol Crash.
I am Eternia from my mother's womb.
This is Dead End Hip Hop.
Dead End Hip Hop.
Dead End Hip Hop.
Rocking with Dead End Hip Hop.
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 So SSL dropped their freshman list. Of course, there was a big uproar about it. And people, you know, were sending us up. They wanted to know what we thought about it. They wanted to know if we had a list. This, that, and the other. So, I mean, we figured we're going to have a show on it and just basically comment on the list, whether we think you guys should care about the list or not. I mean, we're just going to give it to you, no holds barred, as we normally do. So B,
think about that list, bro.
Well, who do we have on the list first? Let's go through the list. Who's on the list?
MGK, boy, that's my name.
Danny Brown, Macklemore, we got French Montana, Roscoe Dash, Machine Gun Kelly. I don't know the chick name. Izzy Azalea.
I heard she signed the Grand Hustle.
Yeah, she did. So, Don Tripp, Hobson, Kid Ink.
That was Future.
Yeah, that's a 10, because it's 10. 10 on
yeah,
it's 10. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's XXL. Why, like, catch up? I ain't understand why people was, like, such an uproar about it. Like, oh, my God. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, well, I mean, it's XXL. It's not like some of the previous lists was, like, super dope or super amazing. And I don't see why Hobson is in there, because this last album he made was in 2010, and he had a whole bunch of mixtapes and albums out.
So when you say XXL, what does that mean? It's XXL.
It's
XXL. Because XXL isn't necessarily like a mainstream magazine company.
Yeah, I mean, the thing
is... You don't think so?
They've had better lists. Yeah.
Yeah, but lists. I mean, you're like...
Have they?
Yeah, that's what I'm
not
saying.
Not even just
like,
this list, but they have like up-and-coming artists, like underground...
But like, people was acting like XXL was like they hip-hop Bible or something. I bet y'all ain't never brought a XXL magazine in y'all life and y'all getting mad about a damn... About a list. About a fresh list,
I think was better than this one.
Who was on last list?
Wasn't it Kendrick?
Didn't we clown half the list?
Sahai.
It was Big Crit, Mac Miller, Sahai, Kendrick Lamar.
They had a better list last year.
It was a better list last year. They had Diggy. You remember you liked Diggy at one point.
Yes. They had Diggy.
Black as fuck.
They had Mac Miller, Meek Mill.
The only one that married.
Fred the Godson.
Yeah, I thought we didn't care about that list that much.
What's the little dude from Young Money?
Fred the Godson and
Little Twist was on it.
That's what I'm saying. Like these, I mean, it's not like these lists have been like so amazing, though. You know what I'm saying?
But look at this list, though.
What's the
Kid Ink? No diss towards Kid Ink or anything like
Stop
that.
Lying. Kid
you love
King.
You love him. It just seemed like he just came out of nowhere, though.
I mean, he's been getting some support here or there, but is he really making that much of a buzz to jump?
Well, here's the thing. What is the criteria for these lists?
It's not like they're really
looking at it and they're saying, oh, who are the best lyricists in the game right now?
Right.
So what's the criteria?
Maybe it's a buzz. I can see why Future would be on the list. He's done a lot. Like he's been out there a lot last year. You know, especially buzzing here in the ATL. I can see why he would make the list.
What about Roscoe Dash?
Roscoe Dash did not deserve to make the list.
I was confused. Why not? So I understand. So Roscoe Dash, he's not really a rapper, is he?
Nice.
Are you sure?
He dropped the EP last year.
But the stuff that I listened to, it didn't really sound like hip hop to me. It just sounded like really weird, like T-Painted stuff.
Yeah, it's like
him
real party
and,
music.
And like Kid Ink.
You don't know
both,
if he's singing
either
or
one of those guys were really rapping.
Singing
they
or
were
rapping,
just
yeah.
like talking with auto-tune.
Yeah. No, so, but he raps though.
I think Kid Ink used
to rap. I always compare Roscoe Dash to like Kilo. You remember Kilo?
Of course, but I don't see the comparison.
I do. Because Kilo had that little kind of like singies rap sound, and I think that's how Roscoe Dash sounds sometimes.
I think he does hooks. He does a lot of hooks. Yeah.
So that's what Roscoe Dash is, a hook singer.
But he's not a rapper.
So why you still... why you don't think he don't deserve to be on the list?
Because he's not a rapper.
Stop.
I think he is a rapper.
Stop.
I'm asking you.
I don't think he deserved to be on the list.
He's a rapper just as much as Drake is a rapper.
What about Machine Gun Kelly?
Rapper probably in the technical sense of the term.
The guy raps.
Yeah, the guy raps. I didn't notice him rapping very much. I noticed him just...
Yeah, I'm sure you don't listen to much
rap.
I'm not saying I do, but I mean, I have a daughter. I listen to the radio.
What about that song with Wale? Didn't he rap with the song with Wale and Waka Flocka?
Yeah, like No Hands. Like, yeah, he was on that.
That's what it's called. No Hands.
You know, you had Danny Brown, you had Macklemore, and you had Hobson. Now, I agree with B that Hobson didn't really have much of a year like last year because he didn't have an album.
He didn't have nothing. Like,
yeah, I can't remember when his mixtape with Swizz came out. That may have been last year. Was that 2011?
Well, maybe he gained notoriety with the disc. But
they did re-release Raw, which I don't understand. But that's still 2010, though. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe they just jumped. Maybe they're just stretching for somebody. I don't know why they're going
out. I don't know the criteria. That's the thing. I don't know the criteria.
That really confuses it. Like, when you got something from Roscoe Dash to Hobson, that really confuses the criteria.
Because they need to have somebody. I'm telling you, they need to have legitimate acts on there to make it seem like, oh, this is not a completely bullshit list.
Yeah. Because you know what? Like, the way I feel is like this. You know, you got, like you guys said, you got Kid Ink coming out of nowhere. Yeah. No buzz. Hobson hasn't done nothing. You know, we did A$AP Rocky. To me, he has more of a buzz. His mixtape did a lot.
He
should have been on this list.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
But he turned it down.
Yeah, it was rumors. Oh,
he turned it down. They even wrote about it. I think XXL, they had an article where they were talking about the list, and they explained the whole A$AP Rocky thing. So,
but did they say why he turned it down?
He wouldn't return their calls. He wouldn't get back with them or anything.
A lot of people think it's a bogus list.
And they said he was on tour, and A$AP was like, nah, man. A$AP was like, the list is basically said trash, and I don't want to fuck with it.
Chip Thripper said the same thing.
Yeah, I saw that.
He said that they offered it to him, and he said, I'm not interested. He's like, the list is not a good look.
But the XXL did get back at him and say, no, you never were considered.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes. They called him out on Twitter for that.
I didn't know that. Okay. So Danny Brown, okay, we can go ahead and throw that out. He already deserves that. There's no discussion about that.
As a freshman, though?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the criteria is.
Off of 2011.
Are they just saying that this person is about to break out?
Yeah. That's what I think it is.
I think that's what it is, too.
Then,
Because he had it in 2011.
Danny Brown's been around for years, but he's made noise around the underground kids, but let's be real. Last year, his name blew up.
Yeah, I'm not.
Off of XXX, his name was crazy.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I'm not that at all.
You know, I mean, I remember getting his mixtapes for free.
Yep.
And didn't nobody know who he was. He was just some weird ass dude with missing teeth and cornrows.
Yep.
But he was an amazing MC. But nobody knew the hell he was.
Yep.
But the second XXX drop, he's huge all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. So I mean, Danny Brown obviously deserves it. Clearly.
I think Staly deserved to be on the list. You know, Lincoln Way Nights was dope.
Staly should have came on because he did have a great year because he released a mixtape and automatically got signed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, how do you do better than that?
Yeah, I don't know.
To a popular label, too.
Yeah, to a popular label.
But maybe MMG wasn't willing to put that money up to get him on the list.
Right.
Well... But honestly, like you said, you know, maybe the list isn't that great of a look. Maybe this list is really not that great of a look for an artist.
I mean, I can't see the list hurting anybody.
I don't either.
Mm-hmm. I can't see it hurting anybody. I saw Chip Ripper's tweet. And I was admitting, like, that sounds like sour grapes to me.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he really didn't get considered, but he tried to front like he did. Mm-hmm. So that, what you just said, makes complete sense. I can't see the list hurting anyone.
Right.
All it's going to do is get your name out
there.
Exactly. So what's the negative in that? It's not a good look.
And this is up to the artist to kind of create that buzz off that list. Right. That's all that's for the help for.
Yeah, it's something that you could put on your rap resume.
Lil B pushed the hell out of his.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
And he deserved it. Even though I hate his music, he deserved it.
The buzz
he had. Anybody I know.
Huge-ass fan base, man.
Like, off of nothing. Off of terrible fucking music.
What about Macklemore? That's another one that deserves Macklemore.
That one surprised me.
Why? It surprised me.
No. I didn't think that.
Yeah, they was going to put him on a list
because out of everybody on that list, he deserves it the most. He deserves it more than Danny Brown, in my opinion. He doesn't even have an album. I mean, he has one, but it's old, you know, and that one didn't really do that much of a buzz. I have never, since Drake, I have not seen a person get this big off of a mixtape. A free EP. Not even a full mixtape.
Yep.
Five songs.
Like five, yeah, I thought it was sick. Yeah, five Macklemore songs.
Blew up off of a free EP. He's selling out shows off of a free EP. He has college kids loving his music off of a free EP. It does not get no more than that. LP yet. Dude is killing it.
So he got to drop some this year.
I feel everything you just said. I think for me, I was surprised that Double XL.
Yeah. I don't think they had
you surprised that they saw it.
Yes.
Because the reason he got on there is because he was trying to get all his fans to vote for him. He's like, vote for me to be on the Double XL list. Mm-hmm. Macklemore's fan base is huge. Just like I was trying to tell y'all before when we had that discussion. His fan base is huge. He's in my opinion, he's bordering Lil B with his buzz. Because he has the hip-hop fans. He has the indie fans. And then he has the more college, like, you know, I don't want to say, you know, corny, you know, college kids. But yeah, he has like the old-school Beastie Boy type fan.
The chick, Izzy.
Izzy,
I've never heard her music before.
I've heard her music. She's not terrible. She's not great. I wouldn't personally go out and download a mixtape or anything like that, but okay. I don't think she's horrible. I had no issues with her.
Okay.
I think she had a good year.
She had a good
year. Her name I've got never huge heard none of her quick.
Name. Yeah, she's on Grand Hustle. But yeah, that's what I was going to say. She's on Grand Hustle, so you know that creates enough of a buzz sometimes.
Oh,
so
I think it's a good look finally for we have another MC, female MC, that's rivaling Nicki Minaj in the mainstream. Because she's not, from what I can tell at least, I'm not 100%, you know, familiar with her music. I've listened to some stuff. But she doesn't seem like a gimmick. She seems like a white chick that genuinely likes to rap.
What about French Montana? You think he on there because he signed the Bad Boy?
Oh, man.
I don't listen to
do you think? Do you think he's on there because he signed the Bad Boy now?
I think so.
I think it helped. Go ahead. Though.
Yeah, I definitely think it helped.
You think he's that bad, though?
I can't listen to the guy, personally. I can't listen to him.
I think I'm going
to And you know, obviously he has a buzz because he signed the Bad Boy and then, you know, Stay Scheming blew up.
Yeah.
So, I could see why, but hell no. That'd be the first person. Huh?
Shot Caller blew up.
Shot Caller.
Was he on Stay Scheming?
Yeah, he did the hook.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But the Shot Caller is one of his songs that really kind of got him out there a little bit. Got some pretty big heavyweights on it, but yeah.
I never even heard of Shot Caller.
You haven't? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it samples Lord of the Underground's, what is it, Funky something? That horn bass line in it, that horn line in it.
I've never heard that song.
Wow, damn, surprise. Yeah.
I just know he signed with Bad
Boy. You ain't surprised I never heard no damn French Montana song.
Yeah, I just know he signed with Bad Boy. That's all I know. It's Bad Boy signed him and Machine Gun Kelly. That's all I know.
About Funky Child?
I think
Funky
MGK.
Child, yeah, Funky Child.
I think MGK, you know, I think he deserved to be on the list.
Yeah, his I think buzz. He's black, but he deserves
yeah.
It.
You know, he deserved to be on this list.
Because he had a buzz.
Yeah, he had a big buzz. He had a big buzz. He signed a major label.
MGK did work. I can't front. MGK did work. He created a really quick fan base, a really big fan base really quick.
Why do you think he's whack? I don't necessarily think he's whack.
I think he's... You know, I mean...
So you think he's good, though?
I don't want to be negative.
I think he's a good MC.
I think he's whack.
And he doesn't sound like a whack MC to me.
He sounds whack to me.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
because, okay, so I heard some of his songs, like when he first dropped.
Yeah.
And everyone was going on about MGK, MGK, MGK. So I looked him up, and I saw this flash mob video that he had where he rushed a mall or something. There was a whole bunch of these, like, screaming white girls. Oh, MGK, ah. So I went and downloaded this mixtape, and it sounded like a bootleg Yellow Wolf.
I think that may be where he receives a lot of his flack from. I'm with you, Ryan. I don't think he's whack. I don't think he's terrible or anything like that. But I think his criticism may come from the Yellow Wolf comparison.
And who is Don Tripp?
Oh, wow.
Who's that? Don
he
Tripp.
He had a song. And this you know is why
that's,
I...
That's another one. I'm like, who the heck is that?
There was... he did one with... man, is it 2 Chainz? It was somebody.
Look,
and it's
Chainz.
Called... it's called Pussy. This shit was freaking terrible.
Why 2 Chainz ain't on the list?
Terrible.
He should be.
Right.
So a name change gets you on the freshman list?
No.
I think it does what he did.
No. He had a
great year.
He had a great year.
But he didn't have a project. I think that's kind of what held him back.
But he had a lot of features. Like, he was everywhere. Features,
but he had no project.
But, you know, but to me, okay, buzz does not always equal equate a project, because you could create a hella buzz with all of your features and jumping on everything. Like when T-Pain first came out, like, that's what he did. That's how he stayed relevant. You know what I'm saying? So artists, you don't always have to just have a project to keep your relevance up or create a buzz.
I disagree. So you can create a buzz off of features, but you cannot maintain a buzz on features. Because the thing is, who the hell is going to go see you live so you can do your verse on other people's songs?
Don Tripp, I don't know who the fuck he is.
I listen to him. He's pretty bad.
He's bad? Okay, so I'm not missing anything with that.
He's another one of those, you know, swaggy, like, you know.
And, from what the dude from the tape deck, Yo31, at Yo31 from Twitter said from the tape deck that he had a breakout single last year. And
what was that? I don't know.
I just had to go by what he said.
It was called Booty in Your Pocket. You didn't hear that song?
But, you know, so that's I'll ride out with what he said. I mean, but again, to me, it just seemed like he just came out of fucking nowhere.
I was listening to him earlier.
I mean, what do y'all overall think about the list? Like,
Give a fuck. I don't see why anyone gives a fuck. Especially other artists. Why are you mad that you're not on this list? Do you? Stop worrying about this shit.
It's a double XL list.
Who cares?
Thank you.
And the fans? You guys are ridiculous. Like, I've never understood how people get mad when their favorite artists are not on other people's favorite artist list. It's like they almost need validation for liking somebody. Like, I like this artist, and I need everybody else to like them, so I feel like I'm correct for liking them. Who gives a shit? If you like it, listen to it. It makes no sense to me. I don't give two fucks about the Double XL list. I told y'all I didn't even want to talk about it.
Two fucks.
I don't want to double rubbers. I sure don't.
It's a Double XL freshman list, man. So, you know, just calm down.
Because everybody's going to have their personal preference.
Yeah.
And your personal preference isn't always going to match up when you have, like, a magazine where you have an editor, you have all this other stuff that go into it. Of course, your own personal list isn't going to be up there.
But you know what? Outside of that, the reason I cannot make myself get mad about this list, Double XL is not my world. They do not represent me. They do not represent my tastes, and they don't represent my perspective of hip hop. So I don't care. You can't expect everybody to give a shit about your favorite artist.
Yep.
And you shouldn't give a shit about Double XL's opinion. Who cares?
And they don't, really, in all honesty. I don't expect some of my favorite artists that I like, that I thought had a good year, to be on the list. If they are, great. I'm glad they're getting that look.
Right.
But if they're not, it probably wouldn't surprise me. Some of the selections surprised me with this list. But, you know, if some people didn't make the list,
See, that's different. It surprised you, but it didn't piss you off. Yeah, like, it seems like motherfuckers are really getting upset.
I'm making a connection.
Like, we will look at it and be like, man, I don't understand how Kid Ink is on there. Other dudes like, what the fuck? Kid Ink, this is bullshit,
people are going ham on this Double XL list, dog. Yes, that's all I'm saying. I was like, man, people, y'all calm down on Twitter, man. Y'all going crazy.
What does freshman say to you, then?
Freshman says to me kind of what he was hitting at earlier. It means that you are about to blow up. Based on what you've done this year, you are the next big thing. You're breaking into the game, right? That's kind of what I saw it as.
And to take it further, seeing guys like French Montana, you know, on the list, in addition to Macklemore, Danny Brown, makes sense to me. Because, you know, even though we don't listen to them, we see their name everywhere. You know, so that makes a whole lot of sense. And when it comes to people, and you know, I mean, even saying that, I mean, maybe I even have to take back the whole Roscoe Dash statement, because he did have a bit of a buzz. So maybe he had a buzz and I wasn't paying attention. So, you know, maybe he does deserve to be on the list. But Don Tripp, Kid Ink kind of surprised me a little bit. Future, I can definitely see him being on the list. People always ask us to make a list. What would a Dead End Hip Hop list look like? And we've always said that there's no way we can come to a general consensus on what an actual Dead End Hip Hop list would look like, because we all listen to everything vastly different, as you guys probably already know. Mike is way on the far left. People is way on the far right. And, you know, me, you know, B and I, we're kind of somewhere sandwiched, you know, in the middle. So
But the closest thing we can come to actually doing a list is to say, hey, who are there two artists on this list that we think deserve to be on the list or that criteria? We would keep?
What's our criteria?
I mean, the thing is, I mean,
who had a pretty good year last year
that we think that will basically
translate to future success.
A bigger year this year. Kind of the same thing that we think XXL is doing.
Danny Brown is not a commercial artist like that. Just like Kendrick Lamar is it. And did you hear Sahai? The point is that you have some commercial artists that have radio play and you base them off of that. Because that is their market. And French Montana, that is his market, but I didn't hear him on the radio.
That's his market. What, you never heard of him?
Oh, wow. Exactly. That's my point, Ken. That's my point, Ken.
It's an irrelevant point.
No, it's not an irrelevant point.
You haven't heard of him?
Did he? Okay, so, all right. So, you get signed. No. Hold on. No. You get signed to Bad Boy, and your demographic is not the radio?
And your demographic? It's iTunes.
Was it on the radio?
Look at it.
Was it on the radio?
New York. Did you listen to that? In New York, I bet. Look it up.